Hey guys, it's Kay, long time. So today, it's going to be a pretty short listen today because I've been super busy. I've been, you know, really working on myself, dealing with myself, being, you know, centered in my whole life. And I literally forget about social media sometimes. But I have gotten really into Twitter, and I have gotten a little more involved in IG because what I've done is like I've blocked all the negative posts or people. I have created a personal page alongside my business page, and I am happy that I did that because I get to really express myself. I get to really, you know, center myself in my thoughts on social media. And this is why I really like this outlet. The whole outlet of media has become like, you know, this, you know, sense or this center of, for me, therapy almost. I mean, it's a place that, you know, like, I can go and express myself. I mean, just a little background, you know, like I wear scrubs to work every day and it is not really as expressive as one may think. You know, you try to dress it up and things like that. And thank God, one of my jobs, one of the units that I work on there, we can really wear any color scrubs we want. Well, normally, if you are a nurse, you kind of like the universal color has become navy. You'll see that a lot. You may not be navy depending on the facility and the health system, but you know, it's pretty, you know, there's a pretty good consensus for navy across the country. But anyway, I say that to say this, that social media has really become a platform for me to express myself, and it's helped me tremendously, especially along the last 2 years where I found that, you know, like I really immerse myself in other people. That's my personality. I'm a nurturer. You know, if you've been listening for a while, you know that I'm a Sagittarius. So I really, really love that outlet of, you know, just getting, you know, a little piece of me back. Like, you know, whether that's watching Netflix, binging all the awesome new shows that, oh my God, have you guys seen Dark? Dark on Netflix. If you haven't watched it, you need to freaking watch it. Oh my gosh, it is so amazing. Anyway, so I want to just start off this episode just really kind of be a vent. I know it's like, oh my gosh, she's venting again. I just really want to be a vent. I just want to just blow some hot air out to you, okay? And it's really, and it's surrounding this social media, of course, and the things that you expect one to understand about social media. For what I took it for, what I take social media for, again, it's for an outlet. And a lot of times people want to put the stamp of seal of this is concrete, which, I mean, if you have a president who uses it for like official presidential business and things like that, of course you're going to really take this serious, right? So I really want us to sit back and like take social media for what it is. It's just a platform. It is our social etiquette that I feel blocks a lot of what the potential that I think social media can actually become. And, you know, the marketing part of it is clearly there. I'm not here to talk about that. You know, marketing is really not my thing. You know, what pill to take to increase your vitamin D, I can tell you, you know, but social media and marketing, I don't have a clue. So, but the part that I do want to explain to my viewers, I'm on this new medication that makes my mouth really dry. So I drink a lot of water. So if you're hearing me pausing, that's me drinking some water, okay? So don't mind me. Anyway, so I just want to take social media for what it is. My understanding of social media is, hey, this thing here that you log in into, that you've created on the device that you pay for, it is yours. It is not deemed public and private unless you allow it. And if you're sending me requests to get into my social media platform, whether that's IG or Twitter, you will see it's private. And I have a private page, again, and I have a business page. So my private page is private. And my private page is private because if I let you in, that means you have accepted responsibility for and acknowledging, right? You're acknowledging that this is my page that you are entering, that I have given you permission to enter my page. So if my page is private and I've given you permission to enter, then behave accordingly. Behave freaking accordingly because it is my freaking page. It's my page. And that page is The Queen Slay. Slay with two L's. D-A Q-U-E-E-N-S-L-A-Y-Y. That's The Queen Slay. Or you can follow me on Twitter at WellConnect. That's W-E-L-L underscore K-O-N-N-E-C-T. WellConnect. So, and I do have an IG by the same tag, okay? So, I was scrolling through my feed, you know, because, you know, I'd be like late up after work. If I don't have any homework, I'm on social media or I'm reading or I'm doing squats, to, you know, to keep that, you know, 30-year-old butt up. And I was on social media today. I saw a post. Okay. I really want to discuss this post with you guys. And it wasn't on my social media, but on one of my followers, and I follow back, I'm sure, because I can see his feed. And he posts, you know, I'm never one to like be like, oh my gosh, why are you posting that? Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Like, I'm not that kind of like social media follower unless I'm on a platform. Okay, so I use my social media platform to then seek out media platforms that may have social media accounts, like an IG. So I follow a lot of, you know, I would say blogs, but the blogs, it's using the term blogs, I think it's such a degrading term to. I know one social media platform, news outlet I actually adore. I actually think the content is really positive. So I follow him, and it's The Neighborhood Talk on IG. It's literally at T-H-E Neighborhood Talk. Talk, you know, like T-A-L-K. So I love the page. I mean, it's awesome. I'm always on there because you can actually speak to people. You can actually have an opinion, like a thought, a complete thought process, and receive feedback from people from all across the world. I mean, come on. Why wouldn't you take the opportunity to learn something new? Okay. So with that being said, I was following not them, but someone else today. And I'm going to read this post to you, and you guys can see the post. So I'm going to describe the post and to, also, you know, get you guys thinking a little bit more about what we post on the internet, because I know this isn't gonna be deep, and I think I'm gonna call this segment. I'm not sure what I'm gonna call the segment yet, but I think I'm gonna call the segment something. I think we should do this. I think we should take a minute and discuss the things that are actually out there, like the things that could be affecting us on the internet, because we post, we create this ourselves, you know, like we're creating this, we're putting this out, we're literally saying, this is how I feel, because that's your post. And so when you do that, and again, you let people into your page, you should be ready for open dialogue. Everybody ain't haters. Like, what the fuck? Everybody are not haters. Just because I do not see your point of view, or I may acknowledge your point of view, but I don't agree, because I have my own social beliefs. I have my own experiences. I've experienced what you experienced, and maybe my experience is different than yours. It could differ, and that's okay, right? Because we are adults, hopefully. If you're 12 and under, you should not have a social media page, but that's another conversation. So we should consider this, okay? Consider what you're posting before you post it. I know you don't, it's so easy just to hit a button, hit a like. It's so easy, but when you actually put thought into writing something, that's yourself. You're sharing yourself with the world. Be mindful of what you're sharing. Okay, so, you know, I had to get in my bag. I'm in his bag. That's why every time you see me, I got on some new shoes. Okay, I'm gonna read the post, okay? I really want you guys to think about this. And if you follow me on social media, again, please, 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 please be gracious enough to bless me with a follow back. Okay, it's DASLAYY Queen, the Slay Two Y's Queen, the DASLAYY Q-U-E-E-N. I'm sorry. I created my account. And again, if you follow me, you see I really don't know how to use social media on top of that. So that's another conversation. All right. So we're going to read the post. We're going to read the post. Yeah. We're going to go ahead and read the post. Okay. Just listen. After I read this, I just want you to like, just think, right? If you feel like this is maybe an over exaggeration, right? Just send me a DM. Let me know what you think. Okay. The Slay Queen at the Slay Queen, the DA Slay SLAYY and Queen. Okay, follow me and I'll follow you back. Okay, so I mean, the person who posted it, I never had an issue with anything he posts. And I don't even have an issue with this. I mean, I just want to know what people are actually thinking out here. Okay, so he posted this. And I'm just going to read the post. And then I'll just describe a lot of things. And I'll just give you my two cents as well. Okay. All right, here it goes. I want Black women to experience love that doesn't involve suffering first and being glorified later. Again, that's the original post that he then shared on IG. Okay, again, the original post. I want Black women to experience love that doesn't involve suffering first and being glorified later. Okay, that's the original. He then reposts on his IG. You ready? I'm gonna have to describe it because you guys can't see the post. All right. I want the word black has been crossed out and replaced with the word all, A-L-L, women. So I want, he's basically saying, I want all women to experience love that doesn't involve suffering first and being glorified later. So he crossed out the word black and he put the word all. I know what you're thinking. You're like, oh, well, that's not bad. You know, all lives matter. All lives matter. That's not bad at all. And that's fine, right? And because they do, because, I mean, I'm a holistic caregiver. I believe all lives matter. And I do believe that black lives matter as well. I think black lives matter because there are a lot of black lives that have been treated in such a poor and degrading and disgusting manner that one has to believe, do our lives actually matter? Right? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, why would I think that? So, you know, just being the, you know, communicator that I am, I said, hey, okay, you know, I'm not taking this personally. So, mama said, if you don't got nothing I say, don't say it at all. I said, okay. I opened up the comments, scrolling through the comments, and I'm just reading the things that I'm reading, and then the followers who are commenting these things are not women of color. You know, yeah, that's right. All women. And I mean, yeah, I can look at it. So like, I can look at it like that. Like, yeah, all women. Why not? But can we address the original post first? Can you say, hey, black women matter. Black women. Yes, I do not want black women. And then you should write a post that says, oh, I do not want white women. And then you should write another post that says, oh, I do not want Hispanic or Latina women, or you do not want mixed women, or you do not want all women. But just make all the damn posts. Just do each of them. You know, just why not? Why not? And the person who posts it, hopefully, would have that feeling of connection, that originality. That was a piece of me. That was a piece of me. And the person who posted the original post was a black woman. So, yeah, let's get into, you know, Sagittarius and conspiracy theories and all that. Okay. It's not about the all lives matter people. It was an original post by a black woman. And as anybody, black men are not, like, why would you, that's just, it came across so disrespectful. Even if it wasn't, even if he's like, oh yeah, all women, that's fine. Write your own fucking posts. Write your own fucking posts. Stupid motherfucker. Write your own posts. Just write it. Why you had to cross out this woman's most intimate words? That's disrespectful. And you may think I'm overreacting, but this is the point. This is it right here. This is it right here. Black women can't even have a post. Like, you're not even satisfied with just allowing me to have a post. Like, you need to even then cross out my words, erase me. Yeah. So you know I had to say something. I did. Okay, so one of the commenters, you know, I'll read the post. I can't believe the comments. Shaking my head. I love capitalize your vision better. Yeah, I bet you do. If you were black, I said, if you were a black woman, you would understand. That's it. Simple. Nothing else. I mean, did I have to comment? Come on, people, on social media. What's the point of having social media if you can't comment on the comment? Like, is it a feature? Can you do that? Sure. So I commented. I commented it on her comment. I mean, that's fine. She then proceeds to respond to to me in this long soliloquy, which I did not even bother to read. Despite what you think, I don't care. Because even when I skimmed over it, it was four words. One, two, three, four words. You ready? Opinion. White woman. Yes, four words. And suffering. I saw opinion, white woman, and suffering, and I did not continue to fucking read it. And yes, one word was all the way to the top, the other one was like mid-middle, and then suffering was at the very end. And yeah, but that's all I saw. Four words. And they were had some space in between, but I don't care. But that's all I saw. And that's all I needed to see. Anyway, I know I'm not really as ignorant as I try to be. I did read it. Didn't make any sense. I'm not gonna read it to you, but I'm gonna read my rebuttal. I says, anyway, you have to be a black woman to understand black women for starters. The original post. Thank you. Thank you. THX. That means bitch, fuck you in my language. Then she proceeds to respond. You're a black woman, of course. You will say that. How would the color of someone's skin define their intelligence? LOL. I'm not going to argue with you, she says. Like I said, everyone has their own opinion, she says. That's what she's telling. This is her comment. Just like you do. I'll keep mine and you keep yours. Oh, Becky. Okay, listen. Again, nothing to do with intelligence. This is my comment now. More like an unbreakable connection. That's all. You wouldn't understand. And thanks. That's all. And then I thought about it. I said, let me go back. Oh, maybe it's like sympathy versus empathy. Maybe that's all you need to understand. And you're welcome. Then she replies, as I'm speaking to you at the moment, you're making it about intelligence. If you're saying I wouldn't understand, just doesn't make sense to me. How would I not understand a black woman just because I'm white? I have close friends in my family that are black. Here we go. She's pulling a black friend card. You're right. I guess I don't understand. All I'm saying is I don't believe any women should be treated or loved the way they are because of their color or their race. I said, okay. She goes on and says, again, my opinion. Everyone has theirs and you have yours. Not at all, 100. I'm just saying that if the meme was to be originally posed as all white women, etc., and was marked out and changed it to all women, that I would still like it, the change. I believe all women should experience love and doesn't involve suffering first. Why is that wrong? Listen, Becky, I'm not even going to argue with you tonight. So I'm gonna leave it there, y'all. But I just want to tell y'all, I never once told her she was wrong. I just told her she just doesn't understand. And that's fine. You don't need to understand. You need to understand one thing though. Sympathy versus empathy. Black women can't even experience their own words. Can't even share their own words together. But that's not here or there. Being more just more aware of what you're posting on social media. If I create something, it's usually be a part of me. Usually something I'm being pretty expressive or I found funny or, it expresses my humor. It sometimes it may express my grief because we all share. We all share. Hopefully you don't overshare, but that's another conversation. But at the end of the day, I told her that it literally came down to sympathy and empathy, because you know you won't understand. You won't understand those words, how true they are. You know, you didn't sit down and see your grandmother and your mother before her and your mother suffer every generation just to provide some way. And I'm not saying no one experienced suffering. Everyone experienced suffering in their own way. But there has been a formula to the Black woman's struggle. So much so that we are rated the most educated in the U.S., for sure. Black women, of course. Why wouldn't we be? And this is not about belittling anyone else. Allow those words to ring true. Whether I'm being sensitive about it, I'll never admit. But I just want you to think about it like that. Like, what if it was just meant to express the suffering of Black women? The post was just meant to express the suffering of Black women. Literally. Like, we don't see, you know, like, people going around, you know, scratching out ads and, you know, if an advertisement was created, if something was created, it was meant to express the architect, the person who constructed it, and it should be left that way. Now, you reconstruct it. You make a post that says all women, and I would like the post. Why wouldn't I? That's what I'm saying. It I guess it was more visual for me. I don't know. And it felt very personal. I completely understand that Black women have gone through suffering that maybe a lot of people don't understand unless you are a Black woman like myself. And all women do deserve love. Okay? They do. But have some courtesy on other people's posts. I mean, even, you know, you go on people's pages and you tell them how they should be. Why would you do that? I didn't tell him take down the post. That's how he felt. I told him, why would he, you know, like, disarray this whole post in order to please himself? Why didn't he just, I'm thinking, like, just write your own damn post. That's what I'm saying. That girl never thought about that. Just write your own post. Anyway, let me know what you think. I might post this. I'm going to repost it. Actually, yeah, let's do that. Let's repost this on my social media. And you can go over my social media. DaSlay, SlayY, Queen, QUEEN, at the Slay Queen, 2 Y's. On IG, on Twitter, I am WELL_KONNECT, Well Connect, at Well Connect on Twitter. So hit me up, people. Let me know how you think, and let me know how you've been liking the episodes. I'm so happy. I forgot to say, I'm so happy. Thank you guys for listening. I'm at 280 viewers, and I really think that's a lot, I know. But for someone who just really, you know, just uses this as an outlet to just connect with other people and just, you know, just share my energy and my love and my thoughts and my understandings and my humor and my crazy world of a life, just and my education and my outreach. You know, it's all about well-being. It's all about being, you know, you. I need you to connect, you know, with this and just really understand, like, this, the world's bigger than, you know, sitting in the room, the dark room, you know, laying in the bed for days and in and out. Life is great. Get out there and live it, y'all.